Welcome back. This is Sunday Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Chaim Goodman-Strauss.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Chaim. He's a math professor at the University of Arkansas.
So it's fundraising. We have, would you like some bananas?
Yes. Well, I don't know if that would help us pay for the programs, but bananas, an integral part of the problem you left us with last week.
That's right. So we have a camel, its driver, 3,000 pounds of bananas, and a market that's 1,000 miles away. The camel can carry 1,000 bananas at a time, and the camel eats one banana per mile.
So if you get, so if you were to go straight that 1,000-mile journey, and you can only carry 1,000 bananas, by the time you got to market, the camel's eaten every
them
banana.
All, and
you got nothing.
You'd be stranded there. You can't come back and get more, buying bananas with money you don't have. So.
Right. So you've got to establish some outposts along the way.
That's right. If you think about it, what we want to do is the camel is working most efficiently. If every time it sets out, both at the beginning and also from any outpost, if it begins with a full load.
1,000 bananas.
1,000 bananas. Now, let's make the bananas a pound each because I'm probably going to keep referring to pounds of bananas.
So these are big bananas.
Big bananas. So we want to start out with 1,000 pounds of bananas at every time the camel sets out. So if you think about it, if we have 3,000 pounds of bananas at the beginning, we're going to burn up some bananas to establish a depot. The most efficient thing to do is to establish a depot so that I can have 2,000 pounds, two full loads of bananas at the depot.
Okay.
And then I'm going to have to do the same thing again. So the next depot, we should burn up exactly 1,000 pounds establishing the next depot, and we'll have 1,000 pounds at that one.
So I'm gathering that to set up that first outpost, it's going to take more than one trip, obviously, to establish it.
That's right. So the camel will have to set out three times because it has 3,000 pounds of bananas, three mm-hmm. loads to that. So how many round trips will it take to that depot? Well, it's going to set out three times and come back just twice. It's going to go out and back and out.
So that's five trips.
Five trips. It's going to burn 1,000 bananas doing that. So that exactly tells us where the next depot should be.
200 miles.
To 1/5 of 1,000, right. So the camel can have 2,000 pounds of bananas at 200 miles.
But see, we're still 800 miles away from market.
That's right. Okay, well now we start out, we have two loads that we're starting out with. We want to establish a depot where there's 1,000 pounds of bananas. So if you think about it, we set out twice. We go out and back and out.
So three trips.
Three trips. We have burning 1,000 bananas, so that's 333 and a third.
Right.
1/3 of 1,000 bananas, of 1,000 miles, right?
Right.
So the first depot's at 200. The next depot's at 333 and a third after that.
And so you've still got a little less than half of your journey to go.
But now we're home free. We've got 1,000 bananas, a clear road ahead of us. We've got, and we just go. So we have 467 and miles about. And
so 467 from 1,000 is?
Well, 533 and a third.
So you get to market with 500, and let's say for the camel
we
gave.
Yeah, third.
Right. So 533 bananas.
That's exactly right. So here's this week's puzzle.
Well, I was just going to say, if I were a business person, I'd say get a better model.
You know what, though? This is really inescapable. This is a lot like the way, for example, that that rockets, when they blast off into space,
right.
They have a very similar situation. Obviously, a rocket isn't like establishing depots of fuel here and there. But what the rocket has to do is take an enormous amount of fuel so that it has a little bit less than an enormous amount of fuel a little bit further.
Because at some point, you're fueling
Your fuel.
I mean,
that's exactly what's happening
fuel.
Here. Right. You're providing fuel to lift the fuel, to lift the fuel, to lift the fuel, to lift the fuel,
right.
to lift the fuel, to lift that little tiny can at the top.
So I know this doesn't fit into the parameters of this puzzle, but really the answer is breed a camel that only needs a banana every 2 miles or something.
Or that would make a big difference. That's right.
Or convince the market. To be closer or...
That's right. More powerful fuels in exactly the same way make more than... Like if you double the power of the fuel, you far more than double the ability to move things. Mm. So here's this week's puzzle.
Okay.
So remember that the way these depots worked, if we had from 3,000 to 2,000, that involved five trips and we went 200 miles. From 2,000 to 1,000, that involved three trips and we went 1/3 of 1,000 miles.
Right.
What if we, you know, if you think about it, going from, say, 8,000 bananas to 7,000, let's see, that would be setting out eight times and back seven. That'd be 15 little trips.
Right.
And we'd be able to move 1/15 of 1,000 miles. From 7 to 6, that'd be 1/13 of 1,000 miles. 6 to 5 would be 1/11.
Yeah, so the more bananas you're working with here, the shorter the distance is to set up that first depot.
That's exactly right.
The less efficient.
The less efficient it is.
Right.
Because you have to move so many bananas. So here's the question. How many bananas would it take if you wanted to go, say, 5,000 miles?
How many bananas would it take just to show up at the market?
Just to show up at the market at all, exhausted. So empty-handed.
Okay. So at this point, you're not trying to sell anything. You just want to get from point A to point B.
That's right.
So how many would it take to get 5,000 miles?
Or how about 100,000? Could you actually even get 100,000 miles on bananas? Assuming the camel can make as many trips as necessary and so on.
Okay. So you've asked 5,000.
How about a million miles? Or how about a formula? Actually, let's just stick with 5,000.
Okay.
So, and if you can come up with a formula, great. So send your answers to mathfactor@uark.edu. We'll send you a banana prize.
Wait. So you want us to come up with a formula this week?
Well, if somebody does. But the main thing is just how many bananas would it take to go 5,000 miles?
Okay.
Now, the neat thing is that this is very closely connected to our friend E from a couple of weeks ago.
And that was a number that Euler, I remember,
right.
The mathematician, kind of discovered or worked around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So 5,000 bananas or 5,000 miles. How many bananas is that going to take?
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm Goodman Strauss, is a math professor at the University of Arkansas, regular visitor to Sunday, Ozarks at Large.